Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at windowskansascity.com.
They are calling it March Sadness in Kansas City, and it is truly the case, as apparently nobody is headed to T-Mobile Center this weekend to watch the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight games, which will send someone to the Final Four. Ticket prices have plummeted. There are going to be empty seats, and this could be embarrassing for Kansas City. Local officials like Kathy Nelson at the Sports Commission will tell you that $14 million worth of revenue will be generated this weekend in and around T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City. We find that hard to believe if locals don't show up. We have nice teams here, but they're from a long ways away, and they will certainly travel and sell out their allotments, which isn't very big for college basketball teams in this round. Generally speaking, tickets get hotter and hotter because of the local venue, because there is either a local team playing that drives ticket prices up and sells out arenas, or they're in a massive or fun location for this round, as is the case with Madison Square Garden in New York or Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have two major venues this weekend. As I just mentioned, they're Las Vegas and New York, where ticket prices have skyrocketed because of the cities they're in. And we have two medium-sized markets, of which Kansas City is the biggest of the two. Kansas City is bigger than Louisville, where the other regional finals will be. But Kansas City is really, really struggling. And it drives home a point that I've said forever. We fancy ourselves with the, you know, Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame and all this stuff downtown as being a college basketball-centric community, and we are not. We are a major league city, and the Kansas City Chiefs winning two Super Bowls in the last 4 years has only made that more clear for anyone. Literally, I believe more people will go see the NFL. Well, we know there will be more people go see the NFL draft in April than will go to T-Mobile Center to watch college basketball this weekend. That's the case. Kansas Cityans and most fans love their teams. They support their teams. They'll do anything for their team. This town is very major league in that. And I've been to a lot of places and a lot of NCAA tournaments. And what you learn is some places just flat have enough tourists, enough people, enough population that they're going to fill a place. And another, there are times that people simply don't care. Everybody, of course, is shocked that Kansas is not here this weekend. If Kansas had won its games, Kansas had beaten Arkansas, they're here. Sprint Center is sold out. T-Mobile Center is sold out. The ticket prices are through the roof, and everybody's excited, and the power and light is full. With Kansas out, is Kansas City a college basketball town? Well, who's talking about Kansas State? Kansas State fans are. That's pretty much it. KU fans are locked in on the players that are transferring out. Missouri fans are locked in on what's next for Dennis Gates in year two and have moved on to recruiting. And while they'll watch the games on TV, that's far different than saying I'm going to the game. How bad is it? If you go to ticketsforless.com, okay, and no fees added. This is the actual price. Just to get in to the Kansas State-Michigan State game, just to get into Madison Square Garden, lowest price ticket, just to get in to see that game Thursday night, $449. So it's sold out. The tickets are in the aftermarket. You pay a premium, $449 to get into the doubleheader session Thursday night at Madison Square Garden. You want to get into Las Vegas and see what's going on in the West region? Your get in the building price is even higher in Las Vegas. It's $460 to get in the building. You want to get in and see Texas, Houston, Miami? You want to see these great teams coming in here in Kansas City on Friday night? And I mentioned to Jessica, I said, why wouldn't we go? We love college basketball. Why wouldn't we go? You want to get into T-Mobile Center? This is to get in the building, just to get in. Lowest price, Kansas City, $33. $460 to get in the building in Las Vegas, $33 to get in the building in Kansas City. If you want lower level seats, okay, so those are obviously upper deck. If you want to sit in lower level for the Sweet 16 on Friday night in Kansas City with high seeds, great NBA players, all kinds of tremendous action, and everything laid out there on the floor for these players trying to get to the Final Four, it's $45. It's 10%. It's less than 10%. It is 9% of what a ticket would cost you in Las Vegas. And this is This is really sad and embarrassing for a city that claims it is the college basketball headquarters of America, that there's so much history, so much tradition. I was absolutely the first to coin this phrase. Kansas Jayhawks are Kansas City's team. They are. As many people in Missouri love them as in Kansas. When they're not playing, college basketball is over. We chronicled this on the podcast on Wednesday, how the media are now treating the NCAA tournament, especially sports radio. They don't know what to talk about with Kansas out of the tournament. They can't wait for the Royals to get to Kansas City to go get some interviews, get some people on and start talking about the start of the season. They are literally caught in no man's land here. And I'm not even saying they're doing the wrong thing. I don't think it's particularly great business for me to come on this podcast and spend the first 15 minutes breaking down Kansas State, Michigan State. Many of you will watch the game, but not all of you are K-State fans, and you don't live on the edge of your seat. What moves the needle, what drives the bus here, is when Kansas is playing, and another big reason they're Kansas City's team is, when they're playing, of course, there are so many people that are fans of Kansas. That obviously gains ratings and sells tickets and all those things. But the people that don't like Kansas really hate Kansas, and they like to watch to see them lose. And they were thrilled on Saturday when Arkansas knocked them out. And that is hundreds of thousands of people in Kansas City. And that moves the needle too. But this is a dud, folks. This is an embarrassment for Kansas City. We bid these things out. The reason Kansas City likes to get the regional final is they always believe, hey, listen, if we don't get the proper teams, this is a big enough event that local sports fans will buy tickets and go. And now we have an event for $33 where local sports fans have said, no, thank you. I'm not going downtown. And you know, whatever's happening downtown, I don't know. This is also a symptom, I think, of everything going on in our country. Some people are afraid to go downtown. Some people find it inconvenient. They'll go for their team. They'll do it, but they're not going to go just to watch generic basketball. Keep in mind, there isn't any game on TV at the other location or anything going on Friday night that would keep you from going. There's nothing. Don't tell me it's post-pandemic. People are afraid to go to games. I don't want to hear it. I've watched too many people go to Arrowhead. I'm going to watch a sea of fans in a few weeks at Union Station for a draft. No. That's not it. That's not it. We know what people will go to, and we know what they want. We are also told this is Soccer City, USA, that we're soccer town. Are we going to be this embarrassed when the World Cup gets here? How many people are going to have to come from other countries and other parts of the United States to fill Arrowhead? What fraction of people, I don't even know what the number would be. Let's say there's 60,000 people at Arrowhead, or there's 60,000 seats at Arrowhead for the World Cup. And I don't know who's playing. Honduras is playing Greece. They both have teams. I just threw out two countries. I don't know where I came up with those countries. They're playing each other. How many Kansas Cityans are in that stadium? What is your guess? I'll give you mine, and I could be high. 10,000? They better come from somewhere else. They'd better come from other cities in the United States. They better fly into this country because the ticket prices are going to be high. I mean, seriously? We got the Sweet 16 in Kansas City, and ticket prices in New York and Las Vegas are basically $450, and here they are $33, and we consider ourselves college basketball's Mecca, the epicenter of college basketball? Not true. Even in Louisville, a much smaller city, but much more focused on college basketball. They don't have the Chiefs. They don't have the Royals. They have Kentucky and they have Louisville, and they love college basketball. This is a smaller city with fewer fans to draw from and no apparent team that is a major draw there for them. Even their tickets are almost 2.5 times what ours are at $110. Cheapest to get in. Well, no, that's more than that. That's 3.5 times. I'm looking at the lower level price of $45. The get in price in Louisville is $110. Here it's $33. So it's 4.5 times, almost three and a half times as much as Kansas City, just to get in the building. I'm embarrassed. I really am. I don't think people care. I don't sense that here locally, the Kansas State, Michigan State game is going to get a big rating. I don't think people are going to be rushing home from work, KU and Missouri fans, to watch K-State at 5:25 on a Thursday afternoon play against Michigan State. And in a way, it's kind of sad. It is what it is. The tournament dies when KU is out. Let's just be honest. The tournament is over. For Kansas State fans, this is a glorious time. Should they win, and this baby is a coin toss. There's no other way to describe this game than a coin toss. Should they win, go on to the Elite Eight, maybe there's some media stories, some coverage, some momentum. Maybe a few Cat fans even get on airplanes and say, wow, I want to go see if they can win a game to get to the Final Four. K-State has sold out its allotment. They're there. I know people in New York that are at the game. They're there. It's not that they didn't buy their tickets. Everybody bought, each school bought up their allotment in New York, for crying out loud. It's Madison Square Garden. It's New York. So people go. But there's also, what, 40 million people within 90 minutes of that basketball arena? And they bought tickets, and they're wealthy, and they look for things to do. These are people that go blow $500 on a Broadway show and walk out and go, boy, that sucked. They're more than willing to buy tickets to basketball games and go check it out when it comes. Even if they're more NBA fans than college, they just like basketball, they'll do it. There is wealth, there are people, and it is sold out, and it's the same thing in Vegas. This tournament is weird, and I wonder what this means going forward. I think we should also look at the possibility. I've been a proponent of, in the Big 12, that the basketball tournament move around now that they're adding cities like Orlando, potentially Phoenix, Salt Lake City. There's some pretty cool cities coming in that people may want to travel to, especially in March. A tournament in Orlando would be a lot of fun, I would think. We might want to look at this again with the basketball fans. The reason it is here is not because of Kansas City. The reason it is here is because the Kansas Jayhawks are here, and they have sustained greatness forever. They played this tournament in Dallas. It flopped. They'd go to Oklahoma City. Flop. Doesn't work. Put it here. It works because KU fans buy all the tickets. They buy them up for the Big 12 tournament. And the new commissioner knows that. And I think maybe I've been wrong. I'd love to go to a tournament in Orlando. I'd even consider Houston, take my golf clubs. It's March. How fun would that be? Where last year it was snowing in Kansas City. This year it wasn't great. People would want to go somewhere where they could maybe, if Arizona State comes in, go to Tempe, see the games, play some golf, world-class golf, spring training's going on. The Royals are playing games. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here for the Big 12 as they go forward that seem like better places than Kansas City. The question is, will the KU fans buy the tickets? Because that's the only reason college basketball is a big thing in Kansas City. It is the Kansas Jayhawks. And I'm not knocking Kansas State, which is in the Sweet 16, and I'm not knocking Missouri. It's just a fact. Missouri left the conference. Kansas State has not been near. Kansas State's been pretty good. You know, we mentioned this could be the third straight coach they've had go to the Elite Eight. They've had some success and some good players here, but they're not Kansas, and everybody recognizes that in this town. They haven't been. It's an embarrassing day. It is an embarrassing weekend for Kansas City. I guess my message to you here is, if you love basketball and you like sports, which I do, I think we may go down Friday night. You're in the building for $33. You got no excuse. It's fantastic. Go do it. All right, as far as the games on Thursday night, I'm throwing darts here. Don't go betting any of your money on anything that I say. I think Kansas State will beat Michigan State because I just think their two key playmakers will make plays when it's on the line. And Michigan State pretty much lives and dies by the three. They're an outstanding three-point shooting team. They've got a forward that goes out to the corner, and he's hitting almost 50% for the year. It's ridiculous. Kansas State, not a great defensive team, but they've been pretty good on the wing. They're long. They guard threes fairly well. I like that part of this matchup. The part I don't like is Tom Izzo versus Jerome Tang. I like Jerome Tang, but he repeatedly says, look, it's not about me. It's not about what I do, my coaching. You know, it's about the dudes. And Tom Izzo is going to try to X and O his way to a win here. I'm still going to go with Kansas State. This game can go either way. We'll call this one close. Let's call it 72-67. Kansas State. I'm going to take UConn on Thursday night. I'm starting to buy into that conference. They're having success in this tournament in a way that the Big 12 hasn't. I think Tennessee is the best defensive team that I've seen in this tournament. The best defensive team that I've seen in this tournament. So I'm going to go with Tennessee. And I'm going to go with Gonzaga over UCLA. And the reason I do that is I recognize that most people believe UCLA is a significantly better team, but I like the fact that Mark Few has been there. Drew Timmy, the big guy for Gonzaga, is 100 years old. He's been in a million of these things. I'm going to go with experience in coaching in the Zags game because I didn't go with experience in coaching in the Michigan State game. And I could have those totally backwards. It could be Michigan State and UCLA. One of those teams will win because of their coach and their experience, meaning Michigan State and Gonzaga, and one of them won't. That's what I'm going with. One other college basketball note on the same topic we were talking about in Kansas City, and we see this a lot in a lot of places. Dana Altman is the head coach at the University of Oregon, and wow, did he dare his bosses to fire him. Oregon played Wisconsin in the NIT, and only 3,300 people showed up in Oregon to see the game. 3,300 for an NIT game against Wisconsin. Altman goes in there and says after the game, this is 3,300 people is embarrassing. If you need somebody to be a promoter, in other words, to sell tickets, do something about it. If it's me, get rid of me. Altman went on and said, I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on the public. I'm a basketball coach. I will go coach junior college basketball and be perfectly happy. Do something for these kids. Promote this thing. If you need a promoter in here, get a promoter. I've won 20 games in a row, 20 games a year for 13 years in a row and been in the tournament every year. And now I got 3,300 people showing up. Altman was livid with the Oregon fan base and dared his bosses to fire him. I'm assuming if they fire him, there's a huge buyout and then he can go do whatever the heck he wants. Old school is Dana Altman. When you're sitting there saying, I'm not on Twitter, and you have a program like Kansas State in the Sweet 16 and Jerome Tang, who's, by the way, pregame video song playing clapping thing has gone viral. I don't know if you've seen this thing. There's one, these YouTube influencers. It's a guy's site. They have 60 million followers on YouTube and social media. And they did a tribute clapping thing that K-State does before each game. This thing has gone viral. And it's because of Jareem Dowling, an assistant coach at Kansas State. This is how the game is played now. It is. It absolutely is. You got to be all over social and you need to go viral. And the Wildcats have. And that's got to be great for their program. That's almost better than being on television. Well, it's better than being on television today. Now, their game last week was the second highest rated game of the tournament. K-State Kentucky was the second most watched game so far in this NCAA tournament. But I think they're on TBS or whatever, TNT, today, so they're not going to get a huge number there. They're going to get more run this week on social media than they will on national television playing the game. Which you may or may not like that. It just is what it is. That's just where we are these days. All right, I want to thank our good friends at 360 Document Solutions for being a great sponsor of KKHI. You know all about 360 Document Solutions, Mark and his team. Man, if you've been hesitating, what are you waiting on? You run a business, you manage an office, and you have copiers and printers and IT and mailing systems, phone systems, things like that, just make the call. Have him or one of his reps out to take a look at what you're doing and see if they can't save you some money. If they can save you money, you look good to your owner, or if you are the owner, you make more money. 360documentsolutions.com. Call Mark Lindquist, 913-745-5344. They've hired Mills, the coach from Oral Roberts at Wichita State. Mark is a big Wichita State fan, so I think they got their guy. That's the guy they wanted, and he is the new Shockers head coach. Dr. Jeremy Fry and his team at Fry Orthodontics are ready to give you that perfect smile for life, create confidence, which is what every teenager needs and every adult needs, to be honest. If you've been putting it off forever and have a crooked lower grill or a couple of teeth here or there, they'd love to work with you and give you that beautiful smile you've always wanted. It can cost less than you think. Invisalign is the same price as braces. Your first appointment is free. It's a consultation. And they walk you through the process of what may be the procedure. It's fryorthodontics.com, and there are 13 locations. One has to be near you. Your smile is just the start. Amazing garage floors. My buddy Hutch was texting me the other day. We were talking about the new scuffs and people tripping at KCI. And he sent me a text. He said, yeah, you know, we saw that contract when it went out for the flooring, and the people who did the flooring are like, they haven't done much flooring, apparently. And he's like, I don't think this is going to go well. Now that it's all botched and they're looking for a solution, He said, how do I get the bid? I'll redo those floors. Let's get some floors up there that won't scuff and people won't trip on. At KCI, amazing garage floors. I love his spirit, man. That's the veteran in him, man. That's the dude. All right, what does Jerome Tang say? You need dudes. John Hutchins is a dude now. You need a dude for your garage floor. Or if you want to do it for your basement walls, or there's all kinds of applications on concrete in your basement as well, amazinggaragefloors.net, 913-901-7139. All right, we'll get back to some more sports headlines in a little bit, but let's move on to the serious news of the day today, and that is a hearing on Capitol Hill with the CEO of TikTok. They're pretty concerned that TikTok, everybody talks about sharing data, and this is the Chinese Communist Party, and they learn what they want. I feel like they get our data anyway. I feel like the whole world, if they want to find something out about me, can through my computer or my phone or whatever, and I don't think I need to be on TikTok to do that. But I'm also not worried about anybody learning anything about me. I don't have any secrets. So that's that. So I don't spend any time worrying about that. I like my privacy. I don't want China or people to see my stuff. I'm not getting on TikTok for that being one of the reasons. What I'm mostly concerned about is the gatekeeping of the content, which is what we saw in the last election. We saw what Mark Zuckerberg did with Facebook. We've watched the way these big tech companies try to manipulate outcomes of elections for their own good. We know that China would do the same thing. China is eroding our society. They are doing everything they possibly can to erode our society. They are poisoning young people's minds with stupid stuff. They are altering the news. We've now seen, and ChatGPT is the latest, this is artificial intelligence, where you ask it a question and a robot gives you the answer. And we've now seen videos and stories of Trump arrested, which has not happened at the time of the recording of this podcast. We've seen videos, they're all false. This is all generated by artificial intelligence. This is all Chinese Communist Party. This is all bad. I am not a censorship person. And I don't think we should censor things that are American. But when we know other countries are literally trying to do harm to our country and take it over and reduce it to maybe the third, fourth, or fifth most powerful country in the world, we have to do everything we can to stop it. Here's our problem. The Democrats are in charge. The Democrats are in charge. They don't want to touch TikTok. They know TikTok is bad. How do you know they know it's bad? Joe Biden runs the government. Joe Biden has banned TikTok for government employees. States are doing this right and left. Government employees can't be on TikTok. You cannot use your government-issued phone on TikTok. They know how bad it is. Here's the hypocrisy, the ultimate hypocrisy of Democrats. TikTok cannot be on our government phones because they don't want them spying on us and altering what we see. But they can be on every young Democrat voter's phone. We welcome that because they know what's going on. China and Russia want the Democrat Party in America to succeed. They want the breakdown of religion. They want the breakdown of our military. They want the breakdown of our borders. They're all in the same boat. We've talked about this a million times. Xi, Biden, and Putin all want the same thing. They want the Democrats in power in this country. TikTok CEO, for his part, is going to be on Capitol Hill answering questions. India and many other countries have banned TikTok already. The CEO put a video out to all of the subscribers, the users on TikTok in America. That's 150 million users. Some of those are bots. Some of those are duplicate accounts. So let's not convince ourselves there's 150 million individual Americans on there. It's probably half that. But most of them are young, impressionable people. Most of them, when they go to vote, are being swayed to vote Democrat. And this CEO went online and did a video and said, they're calling me into Capitol Hill. They want to take your TikTok away from you. Call your representative right now and tell them no. The Chinese are on TikTok telling young American voters to notify their politicians, their representatives, that they want to keep TikTok. So how do you think this goes? It goes like this. We take TikTok away from government employees because we know it's sick and it's dangerous as hell. We keep it for the young kids so they can be indoctrinated and swayed by Chinese propaganda to vote for Democrats. That's what we do. And really, wouldn't it be a pretty good campaign to just go out, if you're Trump, and say, Putin and Xi both endorse Joe Biden. There is no question they want Joe Biden in. None. Zero. Wouldn't that resonate with the American people? And isn't that what we're talking about? And artificial intelligence is even scarier because they just make things up. Last week, a reporter went on ChatGPT. If you've not heard of this, you type in, it's a keyboard function. You type in a question and it gives you the answer. You can type in, how do I write an essay on the Civil War for my college class? And it will spit one out for you. You're going to need to change a few words here and there because you're going to get, you know, it's plagiarism essentially, but the thing will spit it out and you'll probably get an A. So artificial intelligence now can just whiz you right through school if you want it to. Because God knows what the schools want you to read and hear, and ChatGPT is going to spit that out. When one reporter, a conservative guy, went on last week, the question was, what is the difference between Fox News and CNN? And it was shocking what ChatGPT came back with. Fox News is considered right-wing propaganda that cannot be trusted. They push false narratives that are harmful to America. And then CNN, its response was, CNN has been widely regarded as the most trusted name in news where you can get facts about a story without any bias. Honest to God, that's what the artificial intelligence did, ChatGPT. So we know this. We know all of these tech things are being set up with algorithms in them to move the country left. There is no question. There is no doubt about any of this. And it does. There's no exceptions. They're all the same. Every new technology we get in this country is pushed by the left. It's made by the left, and it is pushing America left. It is to guide you. Yes, they're in it to make money. Yes, they want you to download their app. Yes, they like to make a profit. But I'm telling you, their higher calling, their theology is socialism. It's the uniparty. It's getting rid of conservatives. That's their theology. Honest to God, that's what it is. It's not a political party anymore. It's their religion. They've become religious zealots, pushing all of their leftist agenda because they don't go to church. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't have a religion. They don't believe in a higher power. They're empty souls. They are frightened, scared people, always. And they want, when you're frightened and scared, what you want somehow is to gain some sort of control in your life. And that's what this is all about. And we've seen it at every turn. And it's pretty scary. I don't know what happens with TikTok or ChatGPT is even scarier. Now you've just flat out got a search engine where it doesn't give you options. It gives you the answer. You know, they're promoting ChatGPT. Again, it's a robot. It's not a person. You type in a question. If you typed in Kevin Keatsman has issues on Google, a lot of different things will come up related to my name or whatever. You know, the website certainly comes up, says I'm a podcaster. You may be able to find some other stories about me. There's other things out there you'd see. There might be some different episodes. You have choices. When you type something in ChatGPT, and I haven't done this yet. I haven't gone on ChatGPT. I don't want them to be able to track me, so I'm not going to do it. When you ask something specific, it just gives you one answer. And most people who are on there that ask a question and get an answer will believe that answer no matter what the answer is. Was Donald Trump a good president? Imagine what that would look like. Then ask, was Barack Obama a good president? Imagine what that would look like. I mean, it's insanity. And we just keep it happening. Also on the political front, Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona she's no longer a Democrat. She's an independent because she's in Arizona and she's running for re-election in 18 months. And so she's a little worried about how that's going to go. She did an interview this week, and this is great, but don't believe it. This is election year crap. You didn't get this her first 2 years. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, independent from Arizona, said she stopped attending the Democrats' quote, dumb luncheons because, quote, old dudes are eating Jell-O and everyone is talking about how great they are, quote, according to a new report in Politico. While speaking with GOP lobbyists in Washington, the Democrat-turned-independent senator reported that caucuses, quote, lunches were ridiculous. It was old dudes all eating Jell-O. Everyone's talking about how great they are. I don't really need to be there for that. That's an hour and a half twice a week that I can get back. The Northerners and Westerners put Cool Whip on their Jell-O, and the Southerners put cottage cheese on it. Good for her pointing out how ridiculous our government is. Thank you, Kyrsten Sinema. And good luck to Carrie Lake running against her, which I think is probably what it's going to be. Kyrsten Sinema is going to have to go to the middle to win in Arizona. And that may work against Carrie Lake. She's really far right. I don't know. I'm not tuned that far into it with Kyrsten Sinema. It's amazing when these politicians move one direction over the other. Oh, this day in Ronald Reagan history is coming right up. Brought to you by bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Everything electronics. My goodness, do they have computers and laptops they got to get rid of. Make an offer on a laptop, folks. Find one on their website, make an offer. They flat got to go. I'm telling you, they have great laptops for really, really low prices. They're way overstocked at bstock, 14680 South Flaming Road. Don't forget, the red tag deal of the week is at the KK List. Go to thekklist.com, click on Red Tag Deal. It is a MacBook Pro from 2020 with a one-year warranty and all the bells and whistles. You can bid on that and get it for a low price at bstock.net. Our friends at Colbert Hills would like you to come play golf this year and stay and play at the Sammy Family Stay and Play Lodges. Use the promo code KKHI or mention it when you book your weekend stay or weekday stay and save 15%. Call 785-223-3021 or email Joni, J-O-N-I, Joni at ColbertHills.com. Stay right there in beautiful lodges right by the Colbert Hills Clubhouse and play a world-class golf course. Take your buddies, make it a couples trip, make it an outing for your office. They got rooms for groups of up to 16 that they can accommodate right there. They can cater food in for you, drink, everything. 75-inch big screens in the family room. It is a great place to get away, feel like you're on a golf vacation, to play a world-class golf course. If you're going to play Colbert Hills this year, email Joni at ColbertHills.com. And, of course, our friend TJ Vilkanskas at Back 9 Development, your custom home builder. If you would like to speak with him about building, whether it's commercial, residential residence for you, or if you'd like to be in the business, maybe building a house, try to sell it and make money. He is all in the development business. Back9development.com. If you have land that you're interested in developing somehow, call TJ and ask him about it. He is working anywhere in the Kansas City area, all the way west toward Manhattan. Lawrence, Topeka, probably Emporia, places like that. If you've got some land, you want to develop it, back9development.com. TJ Vilkanskas at 785-236-0161. Everything is online at back9development.com. 40 years ago today, President Ronald Reagan announced the Strategic Defense Initiative, soon to be known as Star Wars. It was before the Cold War had ended, and he said, we're going to have this thing built, we're going to have it built fast. And if Russia, the Soviet Union at that time, lobs a missile at us, we will shoot it out of the sky. We're going to have a Star Wars Strategic Defense Initiative, missile defense system to keep our country safe. That was 40 years ago today. It was a beautiful thing. Some people on the left laughed and thought, what is this wacky dude talking about? It worked. We do have missile defense systems. They're pretty damn good, and I'm guessing we have missile defense systems that we don't even know about. We've got some really good stuff. But they laughed at it because and nicknamed it Star Wars. And, you know, Star Wars was obviously, it still is, but it was a big, huge, big cultural phenomenon then. Now it shares the space with all the comic book movies. But I don't think they were really laughing at Reagan, but anytime they could twist something and kind of make it look not as serious as he was, they did that. Soviet Union took it seriously. And in a few years, the Soviet Empire collapsed. Largely because we were the wealthiest country on earth, which is why you have the best military and others are afraid of you, which is why China and Russia are working together to become a wealthier, more influential and powerful pairing than the United States is. And the Biden administration seems intent on letting that happen. They seem to believe that that's just going to be absolutely fine. No big deal whatsoever. Oh, good for them. All right, let's move back to sports now. And the Chiefs, Mecole Hardman, former Chief Mecole Hardman, has signed with the New York Jets. $6.5 million, 1 year contract. And a lot of people have said, well, that's not very much money. Why is Mecole Hardman here? And the answer is pretty simple. The Chiefs have Mecole Hardman. His name is Sky Moore. If you haven't noticed, the Chiefs keep drafting small wide receivers they can use on the jet sweep, the trick plays, the little plays that we've seen Tyreek Hill do, Mecole Hardman, and now we see Sky Moore doing them. They will always have that guy. That guy is always available in the draft. Many times he's available in the draft in the third or fourth round. There is no reason to pay these players a bunch of money. This will be a rotating position for Patrick Mahomes his entire career. And Sky Moore is that guy who's inexpensive, and there's no reason to sign Mecole Hardman to a long-term deal. Chiefs know what they're doing on this front. This is a proven deal. The Tyreek Hill trade was a great trade. The draft is coming up. We'll talk more about it in April. If you're asking me what I want the Chiefs to do, I'd love to see they have too many picks again. They can't pick all these. They have to trade picks somehow. What I'd love to see them do is package them up. I'm looking at, you know, the Chiefs are drafting last, but I'm looking at projections that Bijan Robinson, the running back out of Texas, is going at like 27 or 28. If the Chiefs could trade up five spots, is all in the first round, and get the running back, Bijan Robinson, sign me up. This guy is a beast. He's the guy that's been missing since Kareem Hunt was jettisoned out of Arrowhead Stadium. Bijan Robinson is a baller now. That would be an element of the offense that they don't have. Everybody's talking, oh, wide receiver depth. They got Mahomes makes every wide receiver great. He makes them all great. What would truly be nice to have is just a total kick-ass running game that you can just pound people when you have to. I'd love that. That's what I would do. Chiefs are probably looking at a cornerback or a receiver. Hard to say. Maybe a defensive end. They've lost some pass rushing there. But, man, if there was a way to trade up just three, four, or five spots and get Bijan Robinson, I would love that. Travis Kelce and his brother Jason are coming to Kansas City. The draft is April 27th through 29th. So the night before at the Music Hall, Travis and Jason Kelce are going to do a podcast live at the Music Hall. Tickets are $49 and up. People, this will sell out, and it will sell out fast. It's going to go through Ticketmaster. And this will be a hotter ticket than the NCAA basketball tournament. As crazy as that sounds. But they will be there, and I think it'll probably be an awful lot of fun. That sounds fun. They are now the number one sports podcast in America. New Heights. With Travis and Jason Kelce. It's just cool. It's fun. It's cool. They cuss. They tell stories. They say things. It's just cool. It's what works. It's not me. I'm not going that direction. My time is behind me. The way I broadcast is the way I broadcast. But I've got complete, still do. But as I was coming up, I had immense respect for the older broadcasters that I met. Some of them I would talk to for hours. One that I particularly enjoyed talking with, and you may remember, was Jay Randolph. Everywhere I'd go with the Missouri Tigers on the road to the NCAA tournament, Jay Randolph was there covering for a local TV station in St. Louis. And I loved talking to that man. My mentors here were Frank Bohl, who hired me, Jack Harry, but to a certain extent, Don Fortune, because I never worked with Don, but I grew up watching him. I had great respect for his work. I loved his opinions. I loved the fact that he wasn't just reading you sports news. He had something to say. Jack Harry was that way. Frank Bohl, to a lesser extent. Frank was a very likable and popular anchor, and he broke a lot of stories, really good at that, and liked hiring people that would help him break stories. That was his forte. But he's just not naturally as opinionated as like I am. So I always looked up to these guys. And now that I'm a little bit older, I look behind me to the younger broadcasters. And I kind of feel bad about the ones younger than me that are following in the trail of where I was. Like sports radio, I think, is dying. I think AM sports radio, we see it. People are listening to podcasts. They're doing all kinds of other things. And young people listen to stuff with no FCC regulations. We had regulations. You can't say this word. You can't say that. You got all these different things that you can't violate because we were in the public airspace. Well, the internet's public space too, but it's not regulated in any way like that. It just isn't. So Joe Rogan goes on and has Elon Musk on and they sit there and get high together. They smoke pot and they curse all day and people love that. It's not me. I don't want to be that. I'm not going to try to change and, you know, get younger listeners and try to appeal to them. When Travis and Jason Kelce do their podcast, they're just cool dudes in their 30s with millions of dollars talking about real stuff. And what's interesting about them is Jason is married and has a completely different lifestyle than Travis, who's out there just living it, man. Just going wild with all his millions and women and things that he does. And they're both just big type A bold personalities. So it's no wonder it's such a popular podcast. This thing is going to be a hot ticket in Kansas City. It is April 26th at the Music Hall, Travis and Jason Kelce's New Heights podcast live. That'll be really interesting to go see. Hey, thanks to my friends, Mike Robinson and Tim Trader at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC and Excelsior Springs. Longtime sponsors of the podcast. Appreciate them. If you're looking for a GM product, please give them a chance to earn your business. They'd just love the opportunity to earn your business. It's easy. Just call Tim at 816-826-1563 and say, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it for me and get it for me? Then they'll give you the lifetime warranty on it free, which nobody else does. RobertsRobinson.com. And the Finch Knife Company, so much respect for Spencer and Steve out of Finch Knife Co. They're in their second act. They sold their first company, and they, a few years ago, said their passion is pocket knives. They love them. They both love just love pocket knives. So let's start a pocket knife brand. And they have, and these are award-winning pocket knives now. They're collectibles. They're just gorgeous. The new Hatfield collection is out. You should check it out. It's really cool. FinchKnifeCo.com or go to Shields in Overland Park or the Bullet Hole. They've got them in the cases there where you can take a look at them in person. Finch Knife Co. Keep life from getting dull with a new pocket knife from Finch Knife Company. FinchKnifeCo.com. Love that. Really, really good stuff. Appreciate you listening. Thank you for telling your friends about hitting that like or follow button. Don't forget, if you'd like to subscribe and become a patron, we'd love to have you on board. Between the Lines 2.0 will be out on Thursday. Danny will join us. We'll talk a little college basketball and some golf and more. We do that every week with him. Generally speaking, there's three patron podcasts and a newsletter each week. If you'd like a little more content, go sign up at kkhasissues.com. Click on the button that says become a patron. We'd love to have you be a patron at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.